blogtalkradio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I am Sid Vicious.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is WKR Sunday Night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
You fucking funny asshole.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
If you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game.
The Omega.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Heartbreak Mike.
Look at this fucking guy.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I'm gonna stick it up fucking ass.
All right, knock that shit off.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G.
This is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager.
Alejandro Estrada. Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device. WTR Sunday Night.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Brought to you by a conjoined effort of technology that only barely works.
Considering the fact that you are coming in clearly, this is what scares me.
It should scare the world.
Technology at its finest, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Scott would be mighty proud of you. Mighty proud.
They're talking before they're introduced. That's not right.
I know. This is already weird enough tonight.
Get back in line, people.
In line, get in order. Cue starts here. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here on another Sunday night of weird hilarity and stuff. Just stuff.
And yeah. Stuff will continue because the headmaster of stuff for the show is the one and only Tim Stein.
We got stuff and stuff and stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about stuff and do stuff, and stuff will be brought up, and we'll be talking about stuff right here on Stuff to Talk About Radio Network.
Streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Stuff to Talk About Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
We got more places to put stuff than we have stuff. We must need more stuff.
We need a bigger place. Because we're getting more stuff. That was for Omega.
So we need a new place. Tim?
What? No, I'm not buying an island. Fuck off.
But I mean, you said...
How did I know you were going to go there? That was a preemptive. Shut up.
But you said we need a bigger place. What bigger place is than an island?
Put a cork in it, Rock.
Just saying. We could use an island.
I'm just saying, put a cork in it.
I think we all want an island.
I'm trying to talk about my stuff.
We don't want to hear about
you. Can't win Tim Stein stuff.
Okay.
Are you sure about that?
Unless we give away another cookbook. I'm not kidding.
I mean, we could.
But we would have to have a contest for that. Who wants to win a cookbook that I wrote anyway?
That's a good question. Matt won one?
I'll have you know it's a good cookbook.
No one's saying it isn't a good cookbook. I'm just saying. Didn't Matt win one? Was that the only prize Matt is willing to accept? He was not willing to accept if he won the prize from CB Radio a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, I don't understand why. That would be such an awesome prize to win.
I mean, if you don't want the prize, I mean, just, you know, find someone who will buy it. Like, that's a good value for someone out there.
It is a good value. It was a $100 prize. I mean, you know.
It was worth money, Sonny.
Exactly. And we don't often get prizes giveaways. So, you know. When we do, they're awesome.
I can't wait until the warm weather comes.
It is 65 degrees here at the moment.
It is currently in Calgary, dramatic pause, Alberta, Canada, minus 22 Celsius. What does that mean to Americans, Rock?
I don't know. What does it mean?
It's fucking cold!
Are you sure it's fucking cold?
It is terribly fucking cold. Holy shit. A week and a half, well, no, 2 weeks ago now, we had like a foot and change of snowfall over 2 days. And then on Wednesday, or yeah, was it Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. We had more of that shit come down. Yeah, it was Wednesday because I went to work, opened up the store, and my entire shift consisted of shoveling snow all day. No customers. Nobody came in. Nothing.
Why would they? It was snowing. It was a blizzard. Why the hell would they come in?
It was an absolute whiteout blizzard. So right now, and you saw the picture that I sent you, Rock, on, when was that, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, whatever day it was.
It was, yeah, Thursday or Friday. Anyway, you saw the picture. That was the snow that was right outside of my place of business. And what you saw was not piled up from all the snow shoveling I did. That's how much snow is on the ground right now.
Wow.
That is almost like 3 feet of snow here.
Wow.
Good we stalled for that time because I found this.
It's now time to play the game that's sweeping the nation.
God damn it.
It's time for Win Tim Stein Stuff.
I said no.
I had to find the bumper, though. Oh, God. That was from May 14th, 2009.
And what the shit were you trying to give away?
I don't remember.
A brand new car.
A brand new
anyway,
car.
While we're talking about this and stuff like that, I am actually going to let Mike see what I was talking about.
A boot. You're in Canada.
A boot, eh? A boot. Okay, Mike?
Yes?
You should wind up with an image being sent to your Skype right about now.
I need an adult. What the? Ooh,
yeah, that's exactly right. I sent it to Omega, but Skype's fucked up. Sorry, Omega.
Wow.
Okay, that's what it looked like just the other day.
So, for visual sake for Omega, there was a bunch of white stuff on the ground.
Rock, if you still have the picture, you should just throw it up on the Twitch player just so people can see what I'm putting up with right now.
No, I'm good.
Just for the shits and the giggles.
I think people have seen snow before.
Yeah, but that much, and it's not in the mountains, and people aren't skiing on it. Although, right now, you could.
Will people fall when they jump off that snow?
No, if you were on top of that snowbank and you jumped off, you're in danger of breaking your leg. It's that high up.
Awesome, because that's a lot of fun to watch, because that's all I'm watching the Olympics for, to see people fall, because I'm that type of person, watching people fall.
You know, they have the X Games much more often for that.
Oh, no.
A little more accessible than the Olympics to see that crap. You know, if you're really desperate, YouTube. YouTube is your friend. People falling in snow.
Yeah, but this is for a medal. Are those for medals? No.
X Games has medals.
Yeah, who cares about the X Games, though? Do you care about the X Games, Mr. Sports Guy?
No.
God, Tony Hawk is weeping somewhere right now.
That was when X Games was cool.
You know what else was cool? Hulk Hogan was cool.
Also, the Olympics just jumped the shark. Now they're promoting a Snapchat. Anyway,
oh,
yes.
No. Mike was trying to segue us, but let's actually...
No, it's fine. Oh, no. Crap, I forgot the Olympics was on tonight.
They're thinking of adding eSports to the Olympics. That's jumping the shark.
There you go. You're listening to Sunday Night. We're just bullshitting, shooting the shit version of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming simultaneously on the TuneIn Radio app, 100% free. Download it to your mobile device and get bored by us talking about snow. anywhere you might happen to be in the world. Also, hey, are you doing the Periscope thing?
It is. We are streaming live on Periscope as well.
Sweet and, Jesus.
And we streaming live on Periscope.
We're streaming on Twitch, Periscope, the TuneIn Radio app.
We're all over everywhere.
We're using Discord. We're everywhere.
Nice job, Sheldon Cooper.
We're like Elita's scabies. We are everywhere.
Oh, why do you have to bring up a parasite that you get from cats?
Look, it's been a hard week. I'm in a weird mood. I need to vent.
Don't you be whispering at Flames Forum. She's the one that made the leader joke, not me. What, you think I didn't hear that? You wise ass.
Hey, I didn't say anything. All I did was say at Flames Forums.
You whispered it, you silly bitch. Oh, by the way, be careful what you say and how you say it. Rock has a tendency to make clips.
I was just going to say, and clip?
Yeah, shut up. You fucking better not.
You can hear him typing, save.
Hey, Mike, have you ever been the subject of somebody who shouldn't be using the word in your vicinity?
This is a Tim segue, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Tim segue.
Yeah. Let's
move on.
Well, that was sort of like a legitimate question, and it leads into the very first thing we're talking about here. Legends from the WWE in recent days and even weeks have been talking about supporting Hulk Hogan. I hesitate to say WWE Hall of Famer because they kicked his ass out of the WWE Hall of Fame when this all went down. Is it time to forgive Hulk and let him come back to the WWE Omega?
Honestly, I kind of feel like it is.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's a rough situation to begin with, but it's one where a private conversation got exploited in the first place. It's not like he was representing the company at the time.
True.
You know, or at least trying to.
True.
You know, it's just at points like so much damage was done to his reputation at that point. Like I said it when it happened, and now I think it is time. The play here for WWE is to immediately expel Hogan from everything to save face and make themselves look good in a PR move, and then after it's blown over, to have another PR move by accepting him back to the family, because Hogan is always going to be synonymous with professional wrestling, and now we've kind of reached this point where all that's kind of blown over, and now it's like we have the leftover washed up Hulk Hogan. And now this is like WWE going, okay, we'll throw you a bone. We'll bring it back. So again, they look good for, you know, they lay down the punishment, but they're fair and give him another chance. Like,
okay,
I want to see the episode where I got that, where I made that prediction. I want to see if I predicted how long it would take.
I think that those of us who were involved with WTR when it went down all had some kind of a thought of how long it might be before he's welcome back to the fold, didn't we?
Like, I think I made a prediction.
Yeah. But I want to turn this to Mike, my good friend Mike, living in D.C. You weren't on the program when all this shit went down.
Nope, I was not.
My friend. So we don't know what your thoughts were when it broke initially.
I honestly kind of don't know how to feel about it. Okay. It's, I'm speechless.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to realize that it is indeed. It's how the world is. And my thing was Hulk Hogan and all people. Come on, Hulk. Don't do that. But in the wrestling world, people say things and then it gets turned in and then people just don't know how to explain themselves. I wish I could say Hulk Hogan was not in his right mind, but Hulk Hogan was in his right mind as far as I know.
Well, yeah, but you know, and at the same time, he was out of the public eye. He was, to the best of his knowledge, he didn't know that this shit was being taped. I mean, like, he's done other stuff on that tape that was released that seemed to draw less ire.
Yeah.
Right? That by rights probably should draw more of a negative reaction than him using that word. No, I'm not going to use that word.
Yeah.
Even if I have permission to use that word.
Right. I mean, honestly, WWE gave that approach of, hey, yeah, you got to go. Can't do that. But also, Jesus, you would ask this question, especially on Black History Month. WWE has a really crappy way of quote unquote showing that, you know, a lot of racial slander and then racial stuff can't be said. Granted, even though, you know, we're not going to talk about how Vince McMahon said the N-word on Monday Night Raw. We're not going to say that. We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, you can't bring that up. That's ancient history. That was before things got so sensitive.
Yeah. Anyway. So, no. To me, it's they're doing pick and choose, you know? And I'm just like, so Vince can do it, but Hulk Hogan is gone. Granted, Hulk Hogan has worked with yeah, he has. Hulk Hogan has worked with a lot of black people.
People of color, if you will.
People of color. People of color. Go. And one of them was Booker T.
Booker T is actually one of the people that is
supporting him.
Return. Yes, exactly.
You probably whooped his ass. We just don't know.
Well, you know, Hulk Hogan or Booker T's coming after Hulk Hogan, sucker. Only he didn't say sucker.
We know. But all in all, WWE, like I said, they pick and choose. So, like I said, got nothing. I have no mixed reaction to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just thinking that maybe more attention than should have been put on the entire situation was put on the entire situation because of what WWE wound up doing as a result. I mean, it was a huge, big deal made out of the fact that they basically made him persona non grata. Would it not have been a little bit quieter and things got pushed away and made to go away quicker if they had just very quietly suspended him without all of this extra stuff that they did to make their point? Hey, we don't tolerate any of this stuff, blah, 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 blah. Never mind that we're hypocrites. See where I'm going?
Didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it didn't matter. It was court of public opinion. They have to put down as harsh a penalty as they can just to save face.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So, I don't know. Like for me personally, you know, he, at the end of the day, he fucked up. That entire released tape was fucked up. Shit happens in your personal life that you don't want to come to light. I mean, people who are in the public eye act one way wherein the camera is turned off and they think they're alone, they act a different way. That's anybody in the public eye goes through that. Unguarded moments. You're going to say shit. You're just trying to relate to the person you're talking to. Or that really is who you are when you think nobody's around, nobody's paying attention. It's one of two things. For me, I think with Hogan, it was probably he was just trying to relate to the person he was talking to more than anything else. It was in the African American community. As soon as it was released, he had a myriad of defenders in the African American community. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just Booker T saying, no, 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 that's not him.
Yeah, all right.
So, I don't know. Unguarded moments. What are you going to do? My question is, they bring him back. Who should bring Hogan back onto TV? Who should be the one to introduce Hogan, reintroduce him?
That's tricky.
Yeah. This is a question that I thought of as being something very monumentally important, because the person that you pick is either going to piss people off or is going to garner support or help garner support for Hogan's return, or cause eyes to roll because they're going, people are going to see it as pandering. We've got three problems here.
Yeah. For the pandering reason, it's not going to be someone like Booker T, for instance. That's really difficult.
You can't have Vince bring him back. You can't have Kurt Angle reintroduce him. Definitely not Vince.
Absolutely not.
Booker T is probably definitely not the optimum choice just because of that pandering aspect that you're, like you said, Omega. But what about a current African-American WWE star? Like a member of New Day?
Jason Jordan.
I'm trying to avoid bringing up that guy's name because I don't think that would work.
I don't either.
No one likes him, and he needs a program. So, well, oh God, I can't believe I'm about to say this.
Go for it.
Jesus.
Jesus should bring him back.
Hold on. I need to take a drink after this because this is.
This is gonna make you dry right out, isn't it? Don't Bogart the vodka, dude.
This is my yard. This is my ring.
Oh, no.
I'm unstoppable.
No.
I've proven it at WrestleMania, and I'm going to prove it again. There is nobody back there that's willing to face the big dog in his yard. Play.
No,
what are you,
no,
booking a confrontation?
No.
If you could see me just grinding my teeth because
you're going to break a few molars in a minute.
Don't worry. No. Name occurs to me.
Huh?
Shawn Michaels.
Here's the problem. The problem. And I don't want to get racial here. Because stuff like this just makes, it's never made sense to me as a Canadian. It's just not the thing up here the way it is down in the States. And I'm not shooting on anybody. It's just, you know, God given fact. It's the truth. That's just the way it is. Can you have a white guy bring him back or should it be a black dude? Mike, I want you to answer first.
Anyone but Jason Jordan, but, honestly, I don't know. Just get his feet wet back into WWE. I mean, hell, you could do gender. Or, oh God, no, The Miz would kill him. Or Kevin Owens, or.
No. He's not going to enter a physical program. He doesn't have the age. He doesn't have the physical ability for it anymore. It's not going to be to set up a feud.
It's
not
is it that bad?
It's just going to be to reintroduce him to the WWE universe.
Oh.
Don't book a match.
No. Okay. Well, crap. They could do like they did in the WrestleMania 21. He ain't have a match.
I mean, yeah, that's just announcing him and he just comes out and gets the name of the place wrong. If you're going to bring him back, it can't be someone from the New Day. It can't be any African-American from the roster because that just...
It feels forced. I just had a name pop into my brain.
If you say David Otunga, we're going to fight.
Fuck David Otunga. The guy wishes he was black. Are you kidding? No way.
Yeah, we the black delegation do not accept him. Anyway, continue.
There you go. No, I've got a name for you guys.
Okay.
And he's sort of straddling the line between being on the roster and being on the being an alumni. You smell what I'm cooking?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Would that be more pandering? No. Why wouldn't it work for The Rock?
No.
To do it?
Mm-mm.
No. Aside from WWE acknowledging he is their first African American champion.
And we don't accept that. I'm sorry.
Even though he's, he's more about his Samoan heritage.
Black people don't have hairlines like that, but continue.
How can you tell if The Rock has a hairline? He shaves his head.
I'm talking about back in the day.
It seems like a choice you make when you're trying too hard. This is the same as Rock coming out to try and get Roman Reigns over.
Okay.
I think you're just trying too hard if you stick the rock out there and expect it to work. I want it to be Shawn Michaels aside from the, I want for two reasons. One, it is someone who represents WWE. It is, that is your guy who has never been anywhere else. He is the WWE guy and has been the WWE guy for a long damn time. He has that much clout and respect. And number two, he's the born again Christian.
Yeah.
So I feel like him.
Who's the born again Christian?
Shawn Michaels.
And it's that's a very publicly known fact about the man. They bring it up in storyline.
And if Mike says he doesn't know that, then he's the only one in the wrestling world who doesn't.
It's not even that. If you're gonna do a whole, all right, if you're gonna give Hulk Hogan the whole come to Jesus meeting, you might as well get Shawn Michaels.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say,
I'm not doing that. We're not doing that. I just mean, as someone who represents WWE and as someone who has such high beliefs in such things, I feel like a show of forgiveness from him would carry more clout and wouldn't feel overdone.
I mean, him and the Million Dollar Man too, but you know. Anyway, go ahead.
Thinking about it, I'd love it if all three members of New Day were to reintroduce them to the crowd. And the reason why is just, you know, New Day would have a whole fucking bunch of fun with it.
They would.
If I remember correctly, one member had something to say about the whole thing when it went down. I can't remember who it was.
Xavier Woods.
Could be. But I think that the easiest transition, if you will, might be with New Day.
Well, considering that one of the members of New Day actually have worked with Hulk Hogan,
mm-hmm.
which would be Xavier Woods, I really think that New Day may. As hell, they've been through a they've been through so much shit already.
Mm-hmm.
After the page turning incidents and
but they could be taking some sweet jabs at Hogan.
They could. Oh, out. They would have some.
And it would be great.
You know what? No, this is the New Day. You know what they would do?
Mm.
Do you remember?
Don't you dare Hogan's say they'd come out in whiteface.
No, something more their speed and far less racist.
Okay, sometimes racist.
They're all about the food, right? They come out with pancakes and cereal, and they can't an ice cream cart and all this. Who remembers Pasta Mania?
I hate you. I hate you.
What? He's saying that affectionately. I can tell.
But you know they would have so much fun going out there in like the old Pasta Mania shirts that Hogan was trying to sell off, the chef's hat in Hogan's colors, big bowls of cheap spaghetti.
According to Hulk Hogan a few years ago, he was supposed to be the face for the George Foreman grill before George Foreman got to it because his Hogan's agent was a little bit slow to the draw.
At Hulk Hogan. Mm-mm.
I don't think that's his real Twitter handle.
I don't care.
It don't matter. Move on. There you go. But, yeah, as far as one more match goes, no. He's too old, too broken down. It just wouldn't work.
Who would he? Well, a lot of people could fight. But
on Michaels and overselling for him again.
Shawn Michaels is the only one that has said that he's retired and is not going to wrestle a match, and he has kept his word.
And this is even after Undertaker said, yeah, come on back and do a match.
Yep.
So, yeah. Props, yeah. Props.
And that's,
yeah.
You can imagine the truck full of money he turned down to not wrestle AJ Styles.
Oh.
You know, like, I don't care what Lesnar's getting paid. Shawn Michaels would have gotten paid more for that one match.
More.
Shit, he would have been given a stake in the company.
You know,
and he still would have turned it down.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's Hogan. Maybe he's back, maybe he's not. But I think that the mood would be more accepting now if it were to happen. But talk about another return. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. we saw at the Royal Rumble the, air quote, surprise return of the one and only Rey Mysterio. Did you guys pop when he came out?
Not going to lie, I kind of did.
Yep.
I was like, oh, this is a thing.
Yep. The fan in me said, hey, right on, it's Rey, right on, woohoo. You know, that part of me that's still just a pure fan and not somebody who's been in the business or overanalyzes it every week.
Yeah.
Okay, not every week, but
every other week. It's okay.
It's certain average that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he looked good in the ring. Guy's like what, 45 years old. Didn't really look too much like he lost step. Of course, you gotta remember he's been wrestling for AAA and CML and
there's guys on 205 Live half his age that don't look that good.
Wow, Mysterio is 43.
Ooh. Yep. Yep.
Ooh.
Now, in the days after the Royal Rumble, it's been reported that he's fully open to returning to the WWE. Here's the thing, though. He wouldn't want to work a full-time schedule, which is understandable.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, Tim. But,
Go ahead, Dit.
All right. Ed Flynn's Pop. It appears that Rey Mysterio was actually busy dealing with somebody.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Rey Mysterio has been announced for a match at New Japan Pro Wrestling against Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yep.
Yeah. But that is March 25th. That's like a month and a half from now.
AKA 90 days. We ain't going to see Mysterio until after WrestleMania.
If I remember correctly, some guy wrestled in Wrestle Kingdom who would be considered a WWE guy, and Vince didn't get too upset about it.
It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of how long did New Japan sign him for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, not to mention, Chris Jericho's the GOAT. He can go wherever he freaking chooses.
But here's the thing. My point is, did they sign him, or is this going to be a one-off like Jericho's was?
I don't think Jericho's was a one-off because...
It's not a one-off. He's already started another feud.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that feud. Rey Mysterio was like, time for me to expand. Time for me to take my wings and do some stuff. Because, I mean, if Mysterio says... All right, let me do all of this and then come back to WWE and retire. Boom. I'm not mad at that. But I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to watch me some Mysterio versus Liger.
Well, if you're a wrestling fan, like true wrestling fan, you'd be a fool not to catch that match.
Well, you know, people don't know how to get the New Japan, which reminds me, I think I'm going to subscribe to New Japan World.
Internet, Google it for crying out loud.
What's frustrating is how close we were to things like Mysterio versus Neville.
Right!
Mysterio versus Austin Aries.
Both them niggas left. Well, one of them anyway.
You're being mean, Omega. You're just being totally mean.
Not necessarily.
I'm being observant.
Right. Yeah. Like, because...
And that's just mean.
But what people don't understand is that, well, there were so many possibilities that Mysterio coming back. Oh my God, Mysterio! Who is he gonna be? Who do we have?
Well, here's the thing. He's small enough, pardon the pun, he could be on the 205 Live roster, couldn't he?
Absolutely. I mean,
wouldn't he absolutely inject life into 205?
Well, yeah.
That
would be the one thing. Yeah, the irony would be, like, Neville and Aries leave because they don't want to be stuck in this, you know, complete, like, not even a C-list show, 205 Live, and then they bring in someone like Mysterio to be the front runner of that division, and now it's like, well, now Neville and Aries would have had some good attention.
Hey, Hunter, remember me?
Yeah.
You will never see two professional wrestlers kick themselves in the ass harder. If that were to happen, I think.
Because Neville versus Mysterio. Oh, I think we're waiting for Kalisto versus Mysterio.
That would be a passing of the torch match.
Yeah. That'd be a WrestleMania match. I don't care what nobody says. That would have been. But, anyway, I mean, better than Botchamania.
There'd be a 7-star match out of 5.
It would
even if he's not. Like, even if he's not going to be on 205 Live, I mean, there's plenty out there. I mean, we could have, like, Mysterio versus, like, Sami Zayn. So, Mysterio versus El Generico.
Thank God.
We could have Mysterio versus Balor.
Mysterio versus AJ.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh, that's going to be good. Mysterio versus AJ. Mysterio over too many possibilities.
He's been gone long enough for everyone else to come into the company and be big stars now.
Yeah, Mysterio's like, hey guys, hey, I won a World Rumble and I was a world champion at WrestleMania. Thank you. TJ Perkins versus Mysterio.
That would be entertaining. It still wouldn't be AJ.
Adam Cole versus Mysterio.
205 Live, if you actually turn him loose, would be a great match with Mysterio.
Well, the only way for that to happen is if Vince McMahon Vince McMahon no longer would have control of the cruiserweights. That's the only way.
Well, he relinquished the control of the cruiserweights last week.
Really?
It's in the rundown. We're going to be talking about it. Triple H has been given.
What? Segway.
What?
Huh? Segway.
Okay, go ahead. Segway.
I mean, what? Okay. Now Vince is starting to get fingers off of WWE. Let's face it here. Now that Vince is no longer having control of 205, that's the pinky finger. NXT is the ring finger. Now it's just 3 more fingers left.
SmackDown is the middle finger.
No, because it's run by Shane. can Triple H save 205? I'm sorry. Can Uncle Hunter save the 205 Live brand?
Yeah, you notice that when he's behind the scenes and he's running things, he's Uncle Hunter?
He's Uncle Hunter.
There you go. Yep.
Because this is how I know that we didn't see Triple H, we saw Hunter, was when the best chance, please sign Cedric. Never have I seen anybody backstage to walk out and be like, all right, congratulations.
We got this.
That plus the match, guys. Come on now, it's amazing.
If you watch, I believe the recent tapings. I think the new episode. You can actually see that it's starting. They wanted to be like a reboot to the brand, which is why they brought in Rockstar Spud or Drake Maverick as the GM now for the 205 Live.
Drake.
And what did you name your first Dungeons & Dragons character? Drake.
Mine? Let's move on.
But no, like, the idea is to reboot the brand and actually make it feel like a new show again. In the recent tapings, it felt more like the Cruiserweight Classic.
Which is good.
Yes, it sets them apart. This is why they have their own show. It's not because they're not just watered down SmackDown.
This is why Papa Hunter took care of everything. He's like, I got you, kids. Papa Hunter's back home.
Yeah, but is Hunter actually going to save 205?
Yes. I honestly think he is.
Look what he did to NXT. That was a reality show, and look what he did to NXT. Man.
Until Triple H was like, hey, I'm turning this into a Fed. You have no say in this. You have call from TNA Talent Management.
Yeah, it just popped up in Vince's voicemail one day. Hey, I'm going to take over your company starting from the NXT roster. So
No. I think how it happened was, I'm sorry, Pop, but the board of directors, they took a vote, and they don't want you here. It's not you, it's me. I'm sorry, Pop. I think that's when it happened.
I don't think.
Stop calling me dad!
I don't think he was aware. I think he caught Vince in one of his delirium, I want to start a football moments, and just got him to sign off on a contract, signing over NXT to him, just on a whim. It's like, Dad, can I have your autograph real quick? You know, it's for my daughter. Okay, thank you. All right. Regal, I own this bitch now.
I'm not even going to bring up how would you book 205 Live if you were in charge. I don't care. You just put Hunter in charge of the goddamn thing and shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is at the end of the day. I mean, like you brought it up. You're the one who said it. Look what he did to NXT. Say what you will about Triple H as a character or a human being.
Papa Hunter.
The SOB knows the product.
Yeah.
He's proven it with NXT. He's proven it with stuff that he has done Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he can further prove it with 205. Definitely will get me tuning in because I can't be bothered with 205. It's boring to me.
And just imagine if we could have Triple H and Paul Heyman working together. I don't care what anybody says. Paul Heyman did such an amazing job writing SmackDown for the Ruthless Aggression era. All of that was Paul Heyman. And that was a brilliant mind.
Paul Heyman is 100% away from anything to do with any of that behind the scenes. All he is anymore is a character. So yeah. Who are you going to lean on now?
Triple H.
Pretty much. Yeah.
They just put... Well, we also now have Jeremy Borash in NXT.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. I'm going to watch NXT right now.
So, yeah, the guy that TNA has been leaning on as their little emotional support and the guy...
That's right. He did leave.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
see,
TNA couldn't even... Yeah, Impact, TNA, whatever the hell you want to call him now. They couldn't even hold on to him.
And I don't mean to... I don't mean to brush off on this subject because on the next segment, but I do want to talk about the next segment, but I do need to discuss this with the whole TNA losing a lot of their talent. It sucks because back then they had so much potential, but now it's like, well, we're moving to Canada. What was it? Because they were moving to Canada, I believe.
Yeah. Well, they had a bunch of filming in Canada.
Yeah, and some of them couldn't do it, and so it's like, okay, it's my way or the highway. Welp. Thank you so much for calling WWE Talent Relations. This is Hunter. This is Paul Levesque. How may I help you? Hey, Hunter. It's Ethan.
Yeah. It works the other way. Like Triple H is specifically picking out people that he really, really likes who are really, really good at this business. Cause with Vince going off to play a football promoter again.
Yeah, he's bringing back the X awful by 2020.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not right. XFL, the X awful.
Yeah, but Triple H is starting to have his guys. He's going to place in these specific roles for when WWE is fully under his control. The transition is beginning. You know, and Borash is one of those people he wanted because Borash knows the business very, very well.
Yep.
And Tim can back me up on this. As a booker and as a promoter, a person who finds phenomenal talent has a really good catch. When you find someone that knows what talent is, not by their size, not by their strength, it's how you perform in promos, heel or face. It's how you can put yourself up, winning or losing, and also being able to be a ring general. If you can find that in a wrestler, you win. Triple H goes certain places, not even just TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling, PWG, Triple H went to an indie show. Triple H, mind you. Not Vince McMahon, Triple H.
You know what? I got an idea. I don't mean to interrupt, but we've been going for almost a full hour here.
Yeah,
it's time for everybody to stretch their legs. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're going to take a little time out. We're going to come back. We're going to improvise a quick little segment because Mike is so hell-bent on talking about this. I also want to make mention of something going down with Impact Wrestling that sort of indirectly affects yours truly, me. I'll let you know about that on the other side of the break. But, we got a few things going on. Everybody, you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. That Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock.
I'm gonna wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita!
Oh, I hate that song, Rock. I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess. Macarena.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Tara, the one with the baddest, thickest finisher, Widowsweet, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wild Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, we're streaming live on TuneIn, and you can download it 100% free. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can listen to any live programming whenever we go live. Just saying. Anyway, yeah, I just want to give a really quick shout-out. Guys, I got new glasses. Absolutely awesome.
Thanks.
Bought them online. Okay, the pair that I'm wearing cost me $45 U.S., lenses included, free shipping across the United States. Okay, you need glasses, check these guys out. It's the website is finestglasses.com. All you need is your eyeglass prescription. Fill it in, fire it off, pick out the frames that you want, let them know what kind of lenses you want, and within a week to 10 days, you can have yourself a fantastic brand spanking new pair of glasses at an unbelievable price. Check them out today, www.finestglasses.com.
Woohoo!
Yes, I'm getting a free pair for that plug.
There you go.
Where were we?
You
wanted to talk shit about Impact Wrestling, didn't you?
Yes. Oh. Well, it wasn't. Trash talk, talking trash about Impact Wrestling. Trust me.
Because I got news for Impact Wrestling.
No, what's the news?
There are two people who are joining Impact Wrestling. Well, have joined Impact Wrestling. Really, really, really close ties to yours truly. One of the biggest names in international professional wrestling of all time has joined Impact.
Corey Guerrero?
The great Gama. Gama Singh.
Holy shit.
He happens to be the uncle of Jinder Mahal.
Oh.
He also happens to be a good friend of mine. Here's one really quick little story. Bad News Allen, Bad News Brown in WWF back when he was in WWF. Another guy that I am proud to say that I knew very well, and I wound up being good friends with him. He actually had a wrestling match in South Africa against the great Gama one time. And Bad News Allen, the consummate heel that he was, had everybody in South Africa absolutely hating on him. He had a cage match with the great Gama. Gama was the babyface in this match in South Africa. They're locked in a cage. The fans hated Bad News Allen so much, they were lighting fire to the ring, to the wrestling ring.
First ever Inferno match?
Yeah.
Kind of. But another name connected with Impact Wrestling. Yeah, somebody else I happen to know. Yeah, he had a cup of coffee in WWE before they got rid of him for attitude problems. Made a name for himself on the independent scene, did some stuff with Ring of Honor, did some stuff with, what the hell was that wrestling show that was on back in 2006? Shit, I can't remember.
Who was doing it? It
was Teddy Hart.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, as a person individually, when you know him, Teddy Hart's a pretty good guy. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Teddy is he's really good, and there are some times. Yeah, Wrestling Society X. Thanks. Thank you, chat room. I knew that you that somebody would.
I was thinking that. No one said MTV. I would have told you.
No, there you go. I forgot it was on MTV. But anyway, what was I saying? Like. Teddy is really, really good. He's very entertaining. He's a hell of a performer in that ring. Problem is, there are times when he knows it. And that's what pisses people off with Teddy sometimes. Doesn't happen all the time.
Mm-mm.
It does happen once in a blue moon. But problem is, when something happens and somebody doesn't like what happens, then that person has a tendency to beak off, you know, start yap. And before you know it, you get a reputation that may not be 100% deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that Teddy doesn't deserve some of his reputation. I'm not going to say he does deserve some of his reputation. But if you knew Teddy like I knew Teddy, you'd be all right with him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so congratulations to the Great Gama and Teddy Hart, both people that I am able to call friends of mine, joining Impact Wrestling, Mike.
Woohoo!
Yeah, Omega.
Congrats, good on you.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Not as big a deal to you guys probably as it is to me.
No, hey, I mean, you know. Hey, more power to you.
There you go. So, Mike, you wanted to do some, you wanted to do a quick segment on that.
Well, yeah. With the whole TNA.
And go.
All right. TNA.
Now that Tim has told you he has friends employed there.
Who has friends employed there? Exactly.
There you go.
Now, I loved TNA when, wow, I can't believe I'm about to say this too, when Jeff Jarrett was there. Because it was actually quite entertaining, but it was a war, because TNA was that place where if WWE was mistreating a wrestler in the WWE, that's where they'd go. Or if they had a drug problem, they go to TNA. But I hate to say it, but if it wasn't for TNA, there would not be a lot of people that you would see in the position that they are now. Christian wouldn't have seen him in a singles comp, wouldn't at a singles competitor or taken him seriously. WWE gave him Captain Charisma and he went with it, and TNA skyrocketed him and turned him into a world champion. And WWE was like, well, let's put you in singles competition again, and let's see how you do with the ECW. I'm sorry, WWE CW champion. Another one, Jeff Hardy. I did not think in a million years that Jeff Hardy could actually break off and be main event status. At that time, he was in TNA, became world champion. That's when WWE was like, "Welp, hey, are you okay? You know you can come on back." And then, Kurt Angle did everything before he went to TNA. But with that, now the tables have turned, because now that certain people in WWE are not in the position to do things, that's where Papa Daddy Hunter plays into effect. WWE screwed up with... Nigga, have you lost your mind?
Welcome to the 93rd Academy Awards. We'll be back right after this.
Nigga, you gonna hear what I say. But all in all, Triple H, I'm glad that he's got all the talent from TNA. I mean,
so that's
the internet. It's because of the internet. You know, Triple H watches stuff off the internet. But also there are some good things and there's some bad things about the internet.
Really? You don't say?
Yeah.
The internet is everything.
Well, not if you're on a radio show. Where you could say everything that you want to say.
He was really? Giving you a segue. Take the damn segue.
Really?
Nice. Are you working the what? Are you working the internet there, Mike?
Well, I mean, I'm here.
Do we have to start calling you Booker T?
No, then I have to leave him on hold.
Let me tell you about that man Omega, because Omega, you know, I wanted to whoop his ass because Omega decided to cheat. In that draft, in that fantasy, I want to whoop his ass.
I don't know why you're dumping on Omega. I'm the one that's walking it with the points. Seriously. Oh my God. What is going on?
I really, and since we're talking about that, for those of you who don't know, Booker T, he went on a radio show. And he was telling people that it was Corey Graves' fault that he was removed from Monday Night Raw. Oh,
hold on. Got to make the point. His radio show.
Not a radio show. It was Booker T's webcast.
There you go.
Podcast.
Radio show. It's a radio show.
It's an actual radio show.
It's Heated Conversations in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And go.
Anyway, yeah. And he said he wanted to beat him up at WrestleMania. And it was also revealed that Booker T was working, air quote, working the internet, and he was happy to be removed from Monday Night Raw.
I don't buy that for a minute. I don't think it was work. I think that was a shoot, to tell you the God's honest truth. And I think somebody grabbed him by the biceps, pulled him backwards and say, "Hey, fucker, smarten up." That's what I think happened.
I'm not so sure about that, since Booker T's employment on Raw was supposed to be temporary to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
True.
That was supposed to be
David Otunga sucked anyway.
He was supposed to be done at SummerSlam.
Otunga was supposed to be doing a movie. So he's just going to be away by six weeks. We're going to bring in Booker T.
The David Otunga life story.
And then Otunga never came back. And he lost his fiance.
And he lost his fiance and his kids.
And like, coming up roses.
So no, I don't know. You're telling me that I'm going to make less money and work fewer hours?
I don't know. There's part of me that thinks that, like, yeah, he's like that he would be happy to have gone off the show just because he's had his own projects, he's had his own things to do, and then he gets dragged back in for 6 weeks worth of work that lasts until February.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, a lot of money from, oh my god, more money? What?
Yeah, it's not like it's a hard job. Although you wouldn't know it by the way he fucked things up all the time.
But if you're one, like, no matter what the money is, like, if you're trying to do something else in your own life, you're trying to build your own career, disruptions like that suck. So, okay, well, I've immediately lost every Monday. I've immediately lost every Monday of my schedule for the next God knows how long that was supposed to only go 6 weeks.
Okay, that's fine. Here's a question I want to ask you all. Can we ever believe anything that comes out of Booker T's mouth then?
It's kind of hard because he has been caught a few times.
He's a nigga. I ain't trusting him.
Oh! Mike, woo-hoo. That's politically incorrect. We have to strip you from the Hall of Fame.
That's fine.
At the WTR Oreo.
And I will send you a beautiful reply.
You say a great big fuck you, bitch. Only he won't say bitch. What'll he say? Something else. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So, I don't know. Are you guys going to miss Booker?
No.
No.
You're not going to miss Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
I'll see you in November at your wrestling school, Booker.
There you go. So, okay. The possibility is he was working the internet, but there's also that outside chance he was told, tone it the fuck down. Who knows? Maybe he is trying to set up something for WrestleMania. Could you see him do a one-off at WrestleMania?
Who cares?
Someone with a chronically broken neck?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. And they'll clear Daniel Bryan anytime, too.
Yeah, the answer is no. Don't think for a second that'll happen. Is Booker T Hall of Fame material?
He's already WWE Hall of Famer.
I know that, but is he Hall of Fame material? What has he done to deserve getting in there?
He's a five-time.
Six-time.
Well, WCW.
Five-time, and then he won it again in WWE.
We became a world champion, whatever, something like
that. Yeah, and a king of the ring, and all the other stuff. And
20 billion time tag team champion, whatever.
Which brings me to ask, who's been named for the Hall of Fame for 2018, kids, so far?
Goldberg.
Yes.
And kind of the Dudleys?
Dudleys were announced.
Sort of.
They were announced. Yeah. They're official.
Okay.
Yep.
I couldn't remember if they announced them officially on, like, WWE TV. I know news outlets covered
it. They did it on Raw, yeah. They did a whole package. We'll probably get one this week. Who's going in next?
Are you going to put Undertaker in the same class as Goldberg?
Hell no.
How stupid would that be?
Undertaker could have his own year.
Undertaker could what?
Undertaker could have his own year.
There you go.
Like, that could be a way of catching up to how many people they're putting in so fast. It's just like, Undertaker's just the only guy we're putting in this year.
Him and Michelle can go in together.
No. No.
No. Just take her.
No.
Him, Michelle, and King can go in together.
The whole family.
One big
family. Stop it. Stop it right now.
I put Brother Love in to get the whole family in.
Yeah, and we can put in the APA.
Well, Midi and Gangrel all of them, might as well.
No.
What the hell?
Not putting Viscera in the Hall of Fame that way. Just the APA.
No. I didn't say Viscera now, but okay.
Viscera would need his own wing.
I want the APA, and I want them to be inducted by the door.
Wow.
Weird, I can't remember the APA's entrance music.
Wow.
That's just weird.
Rock, I know you got it somewhere. Wait, which APA?
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Okay, I was about to say, which theme song? Because, you know, they had, like...
Mm-hmm. The iconic one, you silly thing. Yeah, that's the one. That's just a preview of the great debate coming up, or the all-time greatest, rather, coming up a little bit later on tonight.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Bradshaw, for giving me my very first finisher.
There you go. I'm not even gonna forget it. Never mind. Not going there.
What?
Nothing. Don't ask. Don't tell.
No.
Speak no, 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 no. I just told you. Don't ask. Don't tell.
Come on. Speak your mind.
Figure it out yourself by don't ask. Don't tell. Uh-oh, somebody's in trouble.
That would be Tim.
Absolutely.
Probably.
So, are we all excited? Are we all super excited about the possible news? God.
You're not talking about Dolph Ziggler, are you?
Dolph Ziggler is possibly staying and re-signing with the company.
Why? They've got nothing for him!
What do you mean they got nothing for him? He's in a match with Baron Corbin on SmackDown this Tuesday.
Like I said, they got nothing for him.
And the winner of that match goes into the title match at Fastlane.
When has that stopped them? They have an entire show dedicated to people they don't have anything for.
Yeah, that's true.
Yay, Dolph. Yay.
So he's re-signed with the company. So whoop-de-doo. I want to talk about Sasha Banks teasing a heel turn.
When is she not teasing a heel turn?
Well, is it going to happen between now and WrestleMania?
Listen, they have been doing these heel turns for God knows how long, and this is something Sasha Banks is. She's 1 minute she's going to be a people person, next minute she's going to be herself, next minute she's going to be ratchet. Come on. She did it in NXT, and she's doing it now. She did it the WrestleMania when they had the triple threat match, and she's doing it now. There's nothing that – I'm sorry. Her heel turns and face turns are the Big Show's heel turns and face turns.
Well, maybe they were in NXT. It hasn't happened in WWE yet.
I wouldn't call it that. Sasha gets edgy. Like, since she's come up to the main roster, Sasha has been consistently a face, but she's edged toward the heel side when it's time to get serious.
Do you want her to go full out turn?
It's not a full on turn. Like, when she, like in NXT, when she turns, it's like, it is a completely different character. Like, you can tell the difference between Bayley's best friend and the boss.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's what I'm asking you. Do you want to see that now that she's on the main roster?
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
Sasha plays such a better heel.
She plays a better heel.
Yes.
Watch the Iron Man match. She takes the time to rip a girl's hairband off just to draw heat. That's heel. That's like old school heel.
I want the boss, not Sasha. I want the heel turn. I want her full out. Animosity leading up to a match at Mania with Bayley. I want that match, and I want Sasha playing full on heel leading up.
You
to
mean
it.
Before the horsewomen?
Damn it!
They're not doing the horsewomen. Yeah,
they're not. No. What I'm saying. Was
oh, before, when she was before, before, she was a horsewoman.
Uh huh.
Yeah. We're getting there. Well, we're gonna get that.
Well, yeah. The face and heel never had anything to do with the horsewomen, because you know Charlotte was still there while she was a heel.
Yeah. But he's talking about just the time period. Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but I want the Sasha that came out on the Escalade was guards three times her size.
Exactly. Turn up the ego with Sasha Banks.
Yeah, you know, when they're going to do stuff like that, it's a total mystery to me, Rock.
Boy, you're trying to jump on that segue bandwagon. All right. So, last night on CB Radio, we played a game.
Just proving that I can do it. Shut up.
Last night on CB Radio, we played a game. Can you name that Olympic event? I'm not going to have you guys do that. I'm going to have you guys do a game where I'm going to give you a description, and you got to tell me what that wrestling move is. Simple and easy.
No, can't do it.
Yes, you can.
I can't play.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
We're going to start with Omega. Here is your first maneuver.
This attack sees a wrestler leap into the air, snapping the rear leg back before striking with a swinging overhand to the opponent's head.
What the fuck?
I think I know what that is.
Snapping their leg back?
I want to see if I can guess.
Well, this is Omega, so if he can't get it, then you can take a shot.
Let me hear it again.
This attack sees a wrestler leap into the air, snapping the rear leg back before striking with a swinging overhand to the opponent's head.
God, it's a weird description. I feel like the descriptions are not good enough.
Probably isn't.
Oh, it is plenty good enough once you hear the move. All right, Tim, you want to take a guess at it since Omega has no idea?
Well, my guess would be the axe handle.
No.
Just from the description, it seems to fit.
That was the Superman punch. The leg does go back when he swings his fist forward.
Yeah, the last part killed me because I was like, wait. It's not a crucifix. It's punching.
It's punching.
It's Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. All right, Mike, here's your first one.
This move is the act of a wrestler slice chopping the chest of the opponent using an upwards backhand swing.
Corner chop.
Backhand chop.
Chop.
Knife edge.
Woo!
I'll give that to you. That's a chop. All right, Tim. Which one should we give Tim for? All right, we'll give him this one.
The wrestler stands facing an upright opponent, lowers the head, and then jumps or charges forwards, driving the top of the head into the abdomen of the opponent. There is also a double team version of the move.
That sounds like a spear.
No.
Let me hear it again.
The wrestler stands facing an upright opponent, lowers the head, and then jumps or charges forwards, driving the top of the head into the abdomen of the opponent. There is also a double team version of the move.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's Chris Benoit's move.
No.
What is it called?
This was the battering ram.
Oh, the battering ram. Because which one am I? What was I thinking of?
A flying headbutt, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this is what did they call it? It wasn't a flying headbutt or a diving headbutt.
Diving headbutt is what they call it. All right, Omega. Here you go.
This move sees a wrestler place an opponent in a fireman's carry to drop the opponent in front of him.
Sir.
While the opponent is falling, the wrestler quickly lifts the left knee up towards the opponent's face.
I know this one.
That's a GTS.
That is a GTS. Interesting description.
Gee, the hint there that someone gave me.
I know, right? All right, Mike.
A maneuver that involves a wrestler attacking with the core of the body. It is executed from an upright, running position using momentum and weight to run over the opponent.
What is a spear?
No.
No.
Wait, say that again? I'm sorry.
A maneuver that involves a wrestler attacking with the core of the body. It is executed from an upright, running position using momentum and weight to run over the opponent.
I know what
can't
it
be
is.
A clothesline.
Nope.
All right. Mike, you have a final guess?
The core? Suplex?
No.
All right.
Tim?
Splash!
Body press.
Body press. That's what I say.
All right, Tim, here you go. We'll give you this one first.
A lesser used version that sees the wrestler standing over a crawling opponent on all fours, delivering the forearm inwards and sideways onto the opponent's temple repeatedly in a swinging motion. This move is named after the way some police officers used to submit a suspect by torture or in cases involving forced confession.
Oh, come on! Nigga, if you don't get this, we're going to be fighting.
I'm going to have to hear it again because I wasn't listening.
a lesser used version that sees the wrestler standing over a crawling opponent on all fours, delivering the forearm inwards and sideways onto the opponent's temple repeatedly in a swinging motion. This move is named after the way some police officers used to submit a suspect by torture or in cases involving forced confession.
This is terrible. I know what the move is, and
it's
I'm having a block.
Mike, you want to take a guess?
Nope.
This was pistol whipping.
That's it.
This brings back Omega. You should be able to get this one.
Refers to the action of a forward roll towards an opponent using the complete rotation to spring up onto their feet and into the air and perform an attack. The most popular version of this ends it with a jumping somersault senton.
Oh, come on. Guess the easiest one of the night.
Which
he doesn't know.
No, this audio solution that we've got here is not all that great. Let me hear that again.
Refers to the action of a forward roll towards an opponent using the complete rotation to spring up onto their feet and into the air and perform an attack. The most popular version of this ends it with a jumping somersault senton.
I just wanted to hear senton again.
As opposed to senton, yeah.
As opposed to senton. That's a rolling thunder.
That is a rolling thunder. All right, Mike. This one's for you.
This sets an attacking wrestler charging towards a standing opponent, bringing the body parallel to the ground and driving one shoulder into the opponent's midsection, pulling on his, her legs, as in a double leg takedown, and forcing him, her back first into the mat.
Rape?
Wow!
Oh my god!
WTR Oreo.
Wow!
Bad heartbreak, Mike. Bad heartbreak, Mike.
Jesus
Christ. Let me hear that one more time.
This sets an attacking wrestler charging towards a standing opponent, bringing the body parallel to the ground and driving one shoulder into the opponent's midsection, pulling on his, her legs, as in a double leg takedown, and forcing him, her back first into the mat.
Isn't that like a spine buster?
No, oh, come on!
That is incorrect.
No, it's forcing up. It's not the ground and pound.
No.
Don't know. Did you say what?
Yes, you can, Omega.
That's the spiel.
That's rape.
I just can't believe this. You should have gotten that one.
That's why I went to that one. I was like, he's been saying it the entire night. Like,
like
a spear the entire night?
It's like, I'll even say that's Goldberg's spear.
So it's rape.
Because Edge and Roman don't lock the lower legs. They just bulldoze.
All right, yeah. Here you go, Tim.
This move is usually executed on a wrestler lying flat on their back. The wrestler executing the move will step between his opponent's legs, grab both of them, and twist them into a knot around their legs, holding the opponent's legs in place. The wrestler then steps over the opponent and turns them over, applying pressure the whole way to cause pain to the knee and legs. While applying the pressure to the legs, the wrestler executing the move has a variety of positions he can be in. However, the two most common involve a wrestler standing and leaning back while applying the move or sitting on their opponent's back.
Spear!
Do you want the WWE one or the WCW one?
Either one.
Because it's the exact same fucking move. You can call it the death lock or the not the figure four, kids. No. The sharpshooter.
Hey, Tim's on the board.
Sharpshooter. Scorpion deathlock. No, it's a sharpshooter. Where are you from? Atlanta? Figures.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Mega, here you go.
It worked.
This is an evasion performed by bending over backwards into a bridging position to counter any clothesline, punch, etc.
Just a dodge move.
Really?
That's a that's a matrish.
That's a matrish. Mike, I lobbed one up for you. It was a spear.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Goldberg spear, so technically it wasn't really, but...
All right, Mike, I know you can get this one.
It sees the wrestler delivering a kick with the lead foot to the opponent's face, chin, neck, or breast.
Sweet chin music, or super kick.
Preceded by a sidestep.
See? Gave you an easy one.
I should get a point after that. Yeah. Hold on.
All right, Tim, here you go.
What?
No, named seriously, after the Michael, children's game.
Here you go, Tim.
Named after the children's game, is an evasion maneuver that sees a wrestler standing in front of an incoming opponent as he or she leaps upwards performing a split, so the opponent misses his, her onrush. It can also be employed to set up an attack.
Monopoly.
Is this open or?
No, it's Tim's.
Oh, okay.
Gee, I would just call that a leapfrog.
That would be a leapfrog.
That's because that's what I would call it.
That is a leapfrog. All right, we'll go one more.
I know it's a leapfrog. That's why I said it. All
right. Calm down.
We're going 4x4 made from flex glue. Yeah.
We're going one more time around. Oh my God, here you go.
This hold is performed on an opponent who is lying face down on the mat. A wrestler grabs one of the opponent's legs and places the opponent's ankle between their thighs. The wrestler then lies on top of the opponent's back and locks his arms around the opponent's head. The wrestler then pulls back, stretching the opponent's back, neck, and knee.
John Cena's spooning.
AKA.
Yeah, what he calls an STF, which is not a fucking STF.
Yeah. Alright, Mike. Here, this one's for you. Final one.
A variation named after, innovated and popularized by the person who invented it. It involves the wrestler trapping the opponent in a corner. Then the wrestler will charge at the opponent, usually from the opposite corner, launching him, herself, and sandwiching the opponent between him, her, and the turnbuckle as grabbing a hold on the top rope.
Bronco Buster?
No.
No. Hold on. Do that one more time.
A variation named after, innovated and popularized by the person who invented it. It involves the wrestler trapping the opponent in a corner. Then the wrestler will charge at the opponent, usually from the opposite corner, launching him, herself, and sandwiching the opponent between him, her, and the turnbuckle as grabbing a hold on the top rope.
I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
See if Mike can figure it out.
Wow. Holy shit. I guess I don't know all my wrestling moves. Oh.
I win.
Shut up. That's a maneuver named after someone?
Oh, hell yeah.
In the corner?
Oh, hell yeah!
No.
Uh-huh.
In sandwiching.
Come on, you can do it.
Wow. Wow, I suck at this.
And yes, you do.
And you're the wrestler.
Shut your face. Wow.
Omega knows what it is.
I bet he does.
I know what it is.
I bet you do. Wow.
Mike doesn't know what it is.
No, I don't. It's not a Lutez press. It's, nope. It's definitely not a Lutez press. You know what? Wow. I pass.
Okay. Omega, I'll say the first half. You say the second half. Ready?
Huh?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stinger.
Splash.
There you go.
Oh, that's BS.
It is named after the person, and you do squish them in the corner.
I was not thinking that WWE, not body splash. Anyway.
I was so hoping you'd say the Emma sandwich.
All right, Tim, your last one. Here you go.
I'm hungry.
Is a move in which a wrestler puts their opponent in a front face lock, hooks their tights, and lifts them up as if they were performing a vertical suplex. The wrestler then jumps up and falls onto their back so that the opponent lands on their head while remaining vertical.
May I?
No.
Damn it.
Do that again.
Is a move in which a wrestler puts their opponent in a front face lock, hooks their tights, and lifts them up as if they were performing a vertical suplex. The wrestler then jumps up and falls onto their back so that the opponent lands on their head while remaining vertical.
I was going to say jackhammer, but the second half of that, not quite.
Come on.
That almost sounds like a pile driver. Tombstone.
Not when it starts as a suplex.
Yeah, that's true. Suplex doesn't do that. Oh, fuck. I really don't like that goddamn computer voice.
You use the thing inside your head, Tim. What's that called?
Come on. Oh!
Okay, have I teased you guys long enough before I said Brain Buster?
There you go.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Kill me. I was like...
All right.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, wait, what is... I was like,
you know, it's really funny. The very first one that I heard started out as a description of something that would potentially become a Brain Buster, and I'm like, it's going to be the Brain Buster. Wait, that's not
well,
the Brain Buster.
It kind of sucks because I was listening to it correctly, and I was like, okay, let me shadow execute this move. And I was like, okay, boom, ah, Brain Buster.
All right, so there's that game. Now it's time for the game we all know.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
You know, the group that's really edgy is not the one here whose theme constantly screams, fuck. I still can't believe they let her still use that theme song when she comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Not PG. No, I've always really liked DX's theme better.
Mike?
It's funny because that quick segue back to D-Generation X, I was like, oh, that's great. D-Generation X.
Tim.
Well, I love Lita, and I'm not alone because apparently so have another 575,000 men. But I dug her entrance music, but yeah, no, DX wins.
like?
I hate you, number one.
This is all you guys, ain't me.
You hate yourself. You did it.
You guys did this, not me.
Chris Jericho.
Tim.
As iconic as Kurt Angle's music is for Kurt Angle with the You Suck chants and everything else like that and that great big cheese-eating grin that he's got on his face every time he walks out nowadays with the crowd chanting that. It's the whole thing. One of the greatest debuts of all time. Every time I hear it, I can't help but go back to that initial confrontation with The Rock, and even before that, the teaser, the countdown with the beginning of the music for when the debut is going to happen. You don't know who the hell it is, and then the next thing, welcome to Monday Night Raw is Jericho. Chris Jericho. Break the walls down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Jericho's theme is probably the one that is played the most often on my anything, now that I think of it. Yeah, there's a reason he's never had to change theme music in WWE.
Except for that one time. Where he used, like, the saliva version.
It's still the same thing.
It's not the same thing when someone else is singing it. Just saying. Anyway, Jericho moves on. Tim.
You know, I love Christian. That entrance music is absolutely fitting for him. It's great. But he's going up, that song is going up against Lemmy. Evolution is a mystery.
Oh my God.
If it was the second version of that song, I would go for Christian. But no, it has to be Lemmy.
Mike?
3 for 3, my friend. 3 for 3.
Omega.
Son of a bitch. You know, I have to put my love of Eddie aside and judge it based on solely on how much I like the songs. I like Eddie's theme. You want to talk fitting? Yeah. He's not actually singing. He's just kind of going through words while the song plays. I don't know. I think Bischoff's music fit him just as well as Eddie's music does, and I like the sound of it a lot better.
So So you went with Eddie?
No, I went with Bischoff.
Sorry, I started reading the chat room. Mike.
We're gonna go with the, wow. Yeah, I'm back.
Tim.
Damn, this is nasty. Again, loved Eddie. He's had a few different really good entrance themes. But it's just something about I'm back and better than ever. And it's basically they're giving Eric Bischoff's version of No Chance in Hell. A lot of people don't know the entire lyric set to that music. And they know I'm back, I'm better than ever, face facts. But they don't know the rest of the words.
There's a line in the second half of the song, the boss of you morons.
Thank you.
Which is so Bischoff.
You exactly, like, zeroed in on what I was alluding to. Which is weird. It's almost like you know what my thoughts are sometimes.
It's almost like we've done this show together for goddamn forever.
Or at least a while. Yeah. Yeah, no, I gotta go Bischoff. I hate to say it, but yeah, no, Bischoff's music is more fitting than I Lie, I Cheat, I Steal for Eddie. Not Bishop, Bischoff. Come on, get it right, Maddie.
He needs to invest in a spell checker.
He needs to invest in a lot of things. One of them would be a TV box that he can get for only $240.
Hey, that's our show.
Oh, when I got more?
No, well, that's enough.
Okay.
We've done for 2 hours.
I feel that the crucial decisions are going to be later in the end of the month.
Month?
Oh, God.
Are you kidding? We're still going to be lucky if this one is done by SummerSlam.
We're in round three.
That's
no,
it.
No. Ooh, fuck.
Yeah, can I point out to everybody that tonight we may have just set up a showdown between DX and Evolution? Has that slipped your minds?
I mean, it's possible.
It's a potential, but that won't be till round four. Anyways, that's the show for tonight, everybody. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the immediately following Raw show.
Yes, it's the Raw post show.
That's kind of what I said.
And no, if DX and Evolution meet, it would be the finals.
Oh, okay. Well, that works out.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't do that. Oh.
just the way the bracket is broken down, they're on opposite sides. So. Anyway, Raw post show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, Tuesday night, another edition of WTR Championship Pro Wrestling on twitch.tv/RackRadioShow, where you see basically computer-animated versions of us kick the shit out of each other. Dude, I'm one of them. Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
11:15 Eastern.
Possibly.
Possibly? You might not do it this week.
There's a thing called the Wrestling Radio Awards. I don't know what time they're airing.
Oh,
so
okay.
may conflict. But you can catch myself and Lindsay on the Wrestling Radio Awards as we're presenting Match of the Year. So check it out, Wrestling Radio Awards. Find out the time on the social medias. I'll plug in when I know.
Never mind that. Let's talk about Thursday night.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Why?
That said, there will be an episode of Sims. Whether it airs live or not, we'll see. Check out youtube.com/rackradioshow.
Okay, now you done?
Now you can go to Thursday.
Okay, you know, Wrestling Radio Awards, it's becoming to be a big deal. It's been around for, oh my God,
a long time.
Like 15 years now.
At least.
It's been around for almost 15 years. And here's something, kids. Go to the website, the URL, WrestlingRadioAwards.com or something like that. Vote for the rack.
Voting's over.
Oh, okay. Vote for the rack anyway, even though voting's over. Just go and vote as many times as you can, even though there's no more voting. But tune in to the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern, because, shit, they might win another award. Way to be Lindsay Ward!
We're going to have the SmackDown Throwdown, the NXT Rundown, and so much more. It's Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on all the socials. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. Get us on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. It's Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, now I'm getting chastised by Matt. Fuck off, Matt. Saturday night at midnight Eastern, or as close as they can get to it, another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, The Coke versus Pepsi Challenge, CB Radio.
We did Greater Than Great Debate Fictional Couples last night. I think we're doing countries this week to coincide with the Olympics. I think we're doing countries.
Yeah, well, I'm going to like call bullshit on the winner already because I know where that's going.
We're excluding Canada and the United States.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't call bullshit until I hear the outcome.
Because it's like we know where everyone's going. So besides them, we'll do that. Greater Great Debate Saturday nights, midnight, Super Live on Facebook, Twitter, and hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
There you go. Of course, next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of WTR Sunday night. Guess what we're going to be talking about?
What?
Stuff.
I believe... look at the calendar.
Quick, look at the calendar, because Fastlane's coming up.
No, we're previewing Elimination Chamber next Sunday.
There you go. So you want to check that out, we'll naturally be getting into another round of WTR Pick'em for that. So we are previewing the pay-per-view is up in 2 weeks.
And that, so here's how the schedule goes for the next few weeks. Preview, reaction, preview, reaction.
That's like the next 4 weeks.
Yep.
And so there you go.
We won't miss a show for 4 weeks.
Yeah, congratulations to the goddamn Philadelphia Eagles who were given WWE Heavyweight Championship belts by Triple H.
That's awesome.
And congratulations to Philadelphia for not trashing the city as bad as Vancouver Canucks hockey fans trash their city when the Canucks lose.
Hey.
The Rocky statue's still standing. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Yeah. That said, follow Wrestle Talk Radio on the Twitter machines at WTR Sunday Night. Check out Wild Talk Radio at Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter machines. You can catch me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. I do talk hockey, but I also talk wrestling. I get political, and I'm slightly right of center, so I piss off the left-wing libtards, and I'm really happy to do so. Because I hate Justin Trudeau. Anyway, half of you are going like, who's that? Fidel Castro's illegitimate son, also known as the Prime Minister of Canada. Check out the Facebook for Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm done plugging.
Omega.
All right, so for everything I do, you can generally find me under one name, unless you are the Facebook type, in which case, search out TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, I am known as TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle, that is the YouTube, that is always full of content, always has new stuff coming out, and then for the stuff YouTube is not a fan of, there is always TJOmega.net.
My stupid YouTube.
So, well, fuck the revival. For those of you who want to add me on the Twitter, it's the WTR Oreo. Fuck the revival.
You gotta tweet more often. That way you'll remember your handle.
That's true. And that's why this week it will be some pictures and tweets of me at KatsuCon. For those of you who do not know what that is, you'll find out on my Twitter page.
Sounds Japanese to me. I don't know.
It is Japanese. And so you'll see a lot of things. And then, you know, add me on the Facebook page doing a project. Dragon Honor Wrestling. Look that up on Facebook. And we're actually going to do a show this week. Actually, no, we're going to do a brand show tomorrow. And hopefully we'll see what is in store and all that jazz. And, yeah, by the way, rest in peace, Android 17.
I think we're done. Rock, do you want to plug something?
You've been listening to WTR Sunday Night Live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you remember, we're streaming live all the time on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, that's it. We're done. Go to bed, kids. We'll catch you next Sunday night.
WildTalkRadio.com.